Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a Punky Radio summer special featuring eight of our favourite bands who have brought music out in the last 12 months. Kicking off, it's Salami Time. King Salami, Trouble, Trouble.
So let me be. Trouble in the morning. Trouble. Trouble in the night. Trouble. I need someone. Trouble. To help me win the fight. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Why don't you let me be?
For side one. Now why don't you just flip the record over and enjoy side two?
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Actually, you know, all the beds on the show this week, they're all sort of new to the last sort of 12 months as well. So not only is it a summer best of, you're getting all the new beds, you lucky people. The track you just heard was King Salami and the Cumberland Three. And Trouble Trouble, which was a single that came out relatively late last year. What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/King Salami?
No! Facebook.com/King Salami and the Cumberland Three, that being the numeric three. I get you every time with that one, don't I? Whichever way around I say it is, you do it the other, thinking I'm trying to catch you out. And I'm always telling you the truth, or am I? If you ever get the chance to see them live, go and see them live. They're absolutely brilliant. And hello to my mate, Eric Backonstrip, who is their drummer, and in my opinion, one of the best drummers in the fucking world. Now then, as this is the summer best of, I would love to be giving you some of our best jokes or best poems over the last year, but I don't have them to hand. So instead, I'll give you the only thing I've got. Now, I would say, if you have a joke or a poem, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs, depending on what it is. I am looking forward to getting certain of our regular contributors back. They've been on some sort of jubilee, have a holiday kick. But anyway, this came through from Emma, and it's both a joke and a poem, so it fits both.
Okay.
It's a Poetry Suburb or Comedy Corner. Roses are red, violets are blue, I've got Alzheimer's, cheese on toast.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. Thank you very much, Emma. I can see why you do what you do for a living. Right, so, no, please do send it through. Anything you got, much appreciated. Thank you very much. Now then, so, next track, straight on with it, Tony. Next track.
Okay.
This is a band called Healthy Junkies that we... Now, we got them via the Derellas, didn't we? Do you remember that?
I can't remember. No,
I don't know. And then they were really brilliant. And I said, well, he sends a CD, and they sent us five. And we put them in the Christmas competition, and we had them in another competition, and they're just brilliant, and I'm really pleased that we got hold of them, and they go, oh, I'd get hold of them, oh, you healthy junkies. And this is, I think this is the opening track on their, I don't know if it's their first album or their latest album, but going to be hearing it right now. Just before that, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/healthyjunkies?
It is, Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet One, copycat. Punky Radio Summer Special Best Of. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
What have you got instead?
Well, I thought, seeing as we mentioned Butch the other week, MySpace was coming back with a little bit of a revenge return MySpace Strikes Back kind of situation. So,
in a small way.
Yeah, so... we've got some comments we hadn't read out on there, and a few quite a long one. Some listeners who clearly have left us comments we've never responded to. So
we are doing this old school. It's just like the old days. It's not fuck MySpace anymore, Tony. You brought MySpace down by yourself. It is.
I am a powerful man.
It is love MySpace. Once you get, once this geezer's got a hammer in his hand, anything could happen to anything technological.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to this. Let's hear your MySpace comments, my friend. MySpace.com/punkyradio.
It is. So do leave us a comment and we'll try and keep track of it. Well, yeah, we will do. It's not a problem. First up from Glenn Davenport, who says, I was stopping by Hastings the other day looking for a Beach Boys CD, and much to my shock, I saw a Bleach Boys CD. Not much of a surprise in this context, but it was as surprising, that one. From there, I was reminded of Punky, to which I haven't listened for almost a year. As a result, my New Year's resolution was to listen to Punky henceforth. Unlike my resolution to start going to the gym, I actually intend to follow this one through. Who would have guessed that a CD like that would show up in Idaho Falls? Also, I didn't buy it, because when I came back with the money to get it, it was gone.
Oh no. To think the Bleach Boys made it to Idaho Falls. And I would just say, by the way, Glenn, it's a lot easier to listen to Punky than it is to go to the gym.
It is.
And this is exercise for your ears.
Exactly.
That's right. You might be completely out of shape, but your ears are in tune.
But thanks for the comment. Apologies for trying to get back to you.
Oh, sorry, Tony. And if you email me or Tony about... If you say which CD it was, and if you want it, we'll put you in touch with the band. They might be able to help you out.
Yeah. They listen as well, so they might even get in touch.
Well, what does.
Yeah, true. Next up, just one from Ashley, who says, Goopa Goopa, I'm so glad to see this podcast is still up and running. Must confess, I was a complete smacktard and haven't been listening since 2009/2010.
Good lord.
You lot are still as hilarious as I remember and still playing.
I think that's about the last time I remembered what I was saying.
About last time we checked MySpace.
Yeah.
Keep on rocking. Thank you very much. That was only 13 days ago.
Thank you very much, Ashley. That is really, really great. And I'm pleased that you're back on board. And yeah, the reason we're still going is because we're too lazy to stop. I know that sounds ridiculous, but there'll be quite a lot involved in stopping doing this show. So it's easier just to do it every week forever than stop.
Yeah. And finally, from Project Marv, he says, is MySpace still around? Well, fuck me. Perhaps they will bring back Captain Janeway in the Star Trek universe. Well, at least while the world is changing around us, we can be certain that Punky will always provide us with great laughs, great tunes, and a couple of top-notch fucking presenters.
Yes,
two out of three ain't bad.
That's until it gets easy to stop doing it.
Yeah, keep up the good work. Thanks, Marv.
Thank you very much, Marv. So we used to do the top five, didn't we, Mike? We used to get so many every week on MySpace, we'd do the top five.
Mm.
Now we just do the three.
Three over the last 5 months. Yeah,
so if you do ever visit MySpace, visit punkyradio.com and leave us a comment, because I really like getting them. And MySpace, even if it's not in the UK so much, it is getting a bit of a resurgence in Europe, because each country's MySpace, the stock went down so much, it got so cheap, that independent people are buying the MySpace for their country and doing what they can with it. So I have a feeling MySpace is going to rear its beautiful head once again, because MySpace launched this show, really.
It definitely helped.
I mean, we owe MySpace quite a lot.
Well, yeah.
You have a problem with it. I remember how we got all those bands in the first place. It was all via MySpace.
Yeah, it was massive.
And how we had that incredible conversation. Do you remember that band Cannibal Cow from Philadelphia?
That rings a bell.
That just, I got in touch with them and they just basically said, fuck off.
Yeah.
We don't want to be on your show. And they did send us something in the end, but it wasn't what we asked for. And it was just, anyway, things like that don't happen on Facebook. They only happen on MySpace.
Yeah. But it's still there, so if you are on it, do send us a comment.
We still check MySpace, we still put the updates on it every week. As far as I'm concerned, it is still the number one way to find out about new bands on that there internet.
Mm.
Now here's a band that are on both MySpace and Facebook. Well, you'll hear about how to get in touch with them afterwards. In the meantime, one of my favourite bands of the last sort of 2 or 3 years, from the latest album, this is Limousine and Deep Fried Love.
I got a rash that won't stop aching. I got a grip that won't stop.
Sub.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine and Deep Fried Love. By the way, if you're thinking some of these songs are familiar, they are. We've played them all on previous Punkies over the last about 6 months. We just wanted to do a best of this week. We'll probably explain why later on in the show, but a summer special seemed a good week to do. And I just, do you know what? I'm pleased because all these songs are good. There's one in the second half of the show that's one of my favourite ever songs. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Limousine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Limousine?
No, Facebook.com/Limousine Band, which makes it poorly be the internet 2, Tony 1. You can find him on MySpace as well, which is just MySpace.com/Limousine. Limousine spelled L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E, or if you're in the States, L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E, or if you're in any other countries, fuck off.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't mean it like that. You know, just get the requisite language. Any language, if you've got 26 letters in your alphabet, you're all right. If you've got more or less, I've got a problem with you, because you're probably weird. Not to say you're wrong, you're just weird. I'm not doing myself any favours here.
Really.
Especially as the reason that we're making this show this week is because I can't make the show this week because I'm in Norway right now. But what I want to tell you about is... because I never mentioned going to Madrid last week, did I?
Oh, no.
And I went to see my mate Russ, my psychobilly mate Russ, because only Russ is pure psychobilly, right? And I went out there to see him for a couple of days and his beautiful Brazilian wife, Priscilla, who I hardly saw, to be honest, even though she'd invited me, not him, and then she wasn't there, so I hung about with him, it's fine. But there's just one very funny thing happened. We were supposed to go to Toledo, which is a beautiful Spanish city, but we just could not buy a train ticket. Buying a train ticket in Madrid is ridiculous. We queued up for a train ticket for ages, right? Mm. And then this gap comes up, this window, so we walk up, and the guy says, "Oh, do you have a ticket?" And we went, no, we want to buy a ticket. He said, no, you need a ticket to buy a ticket. And we went, what? And he pointed at the, you know, like when you go to the deli, you get a ticket for the counter.
Right, yeah.
You had to get a ticket. So anyway, so we went up to the ticket and the screen says B002. We got our ticket, B079. There were 77 people ahead of us in the queue. We went, oh, fuck this. So we just went out of Madrid and got pissed. And we ended up in an Irish bar at night called the Irish Rover. And we did mean to be there because I was going to have a meeting with this guy called Bren about possibly doing a stand-up comedy show. While we were there, we sat on the roof terrace and this bloke was over, said, "Excuse me, are you Paul B. Edwards?" I went, "Yeah." He went, "Oh, I saw you at Cardiff Jonglers last year. You're really funny." I went, "Oh, thanks. Thanks." He said, "Oh, I saw you at Cardiff Jonglers." I went, twisted my head a bit and said, "Was it a good one or a bad one?" He goes, "Oh, it was great." I went, "Oh, good," because I did have one gig down there. It was a nightmare. Anyway, I had a really, really good chat with this bloke, and it was just, it really set the scene, because Bren, the guy running the bar, comes in and said, "Who's this?" And he goes, "Oh, this is Paul B. Edwards, he's stand-up comedy, blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Oh, right, you've just authenticated yourself right there." So anyway, it looks like, almost thanks to this guy, I might end up doing a stand-up comedy show in Madrid in the future. Now, the Spanish, I believe, have 26 letters in an alphabet, so everything will be all right, and it's all come back, and everyone's happy again. Right, two songs in a row coming up now, Tony.
Okay.
Listen out for an Australian band called Rust after this. But first up, again, this is a brand new album by an old band, Demented Argoe. It's their latest album. The album's called Welcome Back to Insanity Hall. And this is the first track we played off the album a few months ago now. Absolutely great song. What I want to know is, what is Demented Argoe's Facebook page?
facebook.com/dementedargo.
No, facebook.com/official.dementedargo. Pulling the internet 3, Tony 1. This is Heads on Poles.
Red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track by Rust called Oi Oi Aussie Rock and Roll from their latest album, which I think is called Aussie Rock and Roll, isn't it? I'm not sure. I haven't got the album to hand because I'm a fool. What I want to know is, what is Rust's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RustOfficial?
No, MySpace.com/RustPunk. You were on the right track, though. And you see, here's the proof that all these bands are going. They've still got MySpace pages. Check out MySpace. Now then, Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Ooh. Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
It is. Yeah. 12 Bar Club, still in Denmark Street in London, hasn't moved.
Denmark Street, slow down.
Denmark Street. Okay. Denmark Street. Friday, 15th of June. Crossfire, Watershed, Dead Eye Marinas, The Likes of You, Yippie-Ki-Yay, and Fortline. It's an Enterprise Studios night. How much do you think that is?
I don't know. £6.
It is. Saturday night. It's Hellcats, The Drowning Sorrows, Steve and the Rays, and 10 Bob Millionaires. It's a Bad Luck Saloon night, and they say Bad Luck Saloon is a night of, it's a new night of psychobilly, rockabilly, and good old-fashioned rock and roll. Grab a beer and leave your worries at the door.
I love it already.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
And finally, Sunday night, Bulletproof Vest, National Snack, Raffaelli and the Real, and a late set from Tito. It's a Scatty Cat music night.
Oh, that sounds interesting as well. I'm going to go £6 for that as well.
£5.
Oh. Pound out, you recession busting Sunday.
Yeah.
If you get the chance to go to the 12 Bar on Denmark Street, do go. It's an absolutely fantastic venue. I always have a good time when I go, even when I go to see the rebel Tom Brady of Oslo. That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And now for something I've been looking forward to for this whole show. Okay. Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers, my friend. It's fronted by none other than Sir Bald Diddley, a great man of many other bands as well. This a track from their latest album as well. Although they are prolific, and he's involved in those other bands that bring things out as well. He's involved in a ska band called the... I can't remember what they're called now. The 9-Ton Peanut Smugglers, I think. And I did try and find something of theirs to play, but the things I listened to were all a bit slow. But they did have some quite nice instrumentals, so we might try and get them as a bed in the future. Well, never mind about that, Paul, shut up. This is the track of the latest album. I absolutely love it. What is Hip Bone Slim's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers?
No! MySpace.com/HipboneSlim. Did it again, mate. The games I play. Paulie B, the Internet 4, Tony 2. This is One-Eyed Monkey.
Just
not eternity.
Wound.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a I can't talk. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got a challenge for you now.
All right.
On this summer special, I thought it would be special for our listeners to know what we had planned over the next few months. So, what have you got coming up?
Well, the only thing I've got planned is in September when I'm going to a wedding in Scotland. Obviously, that's not the summer. But we are...
It's never the summer in Scotland.
Nah, true. We are planning a holiday in July, but we are planning it at the minute. So we are going to go away in July because we're going to move on the 30th of June and then go on holiday for to split up the build and everything and have a break.
Right.
That's the only plan we've got. Don't know where, but I'm hoping it's going to be on a beach and not in England. That would be nice.
Well, it's a good job I'm here then, isn't it, Tony?
It's always a good job you're here.
At the end of this month, I'm going to the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar, Spain. It's the 20th anniversary of it, and it features an incredible amount of brilliant bands, including Mad Sin, Meteors, Ginkirk, Klingons, new band called Coff DeVille, and the Deviators, he's the lead singer of Mad Sin. And I listened to some of the tracks off their new album, which I don't think is out yet, and always sound good, really, really good. And at the Meteors' new album, heard a little taste of some of the new tracks off that. It's like a lot of old bands this year have sort of really pulled their finger out and brought out a great album, because Demented I'll Go, as I discussed, brought one out earlier this year. And they're just really, really good. I'm really looking forward to it. So that's end of June, start of July. Mid-July, I'm doing a couple of music festivals. I'm doing Rhythms of the World in Hitchin. And then and The Damned are on the same bill. And then I'm doing Guildfest on the Sunday. And I think I'm on with Gary Newman.
All right.
I think, anyway. Then, what am I doing? Then on July the 21st, 22nd, I am helping to put on the Hitchin Comedy Festival. And there's 10 stand-up comedy shows over the weekend in the Victoria Pub, all Edinburgh previews, one of which is my Edinburgh preview for my show that I'm writing at the moment called Songs in the Key of Death, which regular listeners to the show will know that is also the title of the album that I'm bringing out to coincide with the new show. And the album should be out start of July and will go alongside the show, and then come September I'll be touring the album around the comedy gigs that I do, or certainly songs off the album, and flogging it at the end of the gig. So I've already given away that I will be at the Edinburgh Festival this summer from August the 6th to the 25th, where I'm not only doing my show Songs in the Key of Death, but I'm also doing what I did last year, which is a version of the Last Minute Comedy Club that I run called the Last Minute Comedy Club, which is a 50-minute show a day featuring me comparing four acts doing short sets. Both shows are free. Both shows are on Nidri Street. One is in Banshee Labyrinth, one's in Whistle Binkies. That goes on until the end of August, when I'm going to have a sleep.
Nice.
Yes.
Did I mention I was going to go on holiday in July, probably, or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you didn't say any more than that, really?
No, I didn't say much more than that.
Yeah.
Sounds good, though. You're busy.
I actually tired myself out saying that, let alone doing it.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway, we've had a MySpace about the Beach Boys, haven't we? MySpace comment about the Beach Boys being found in Idaho Falls. Seems only sensible we should play a Beach Boys song now. This we played a few months ago as well. This was the B-side to their latest single, Guantanamo Baby. This is Death List.
Monroe, James Dean, Sing Queen, and Simon Cowell.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I know it sounded like in the last section that you're not really doing anything over summer, but you're actually doing a lot, but it's just on the house, isn't it?
Yeah, it's non-stop. It really is.
It's work. Work in the day and work at night. It's just work, work, work for you, Tony. And for me, the first half of this year has been like play, 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 and now I'm paying for it. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right, well, maybe you could just explain to people why we want them to send us their twats, and then we'll say what we're going to do instead.
Okay. Please do email me your twat. It's supposed to be the year of twat. I'm supposed to be writing a surfing down a tsunami of twat, but I'm not. So I do need you to email me your twats. Could be anyone, someone you know, someone, public figure, a story you've heard. Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
Yeah, so email me now.
It is that simple. So what we thought we'd do instead is that we haven't read out any for a while, and we've only had a couple, but we do occasionally ask you for iTunes reviews, because for some reason, if we get reviewed on iTunes, it moves us up the iTunes chart. And if we get moved up the iTunes chart, more people hear about the show. And if more people hear about the show, more people buy the music. And the reason we make this show is so you buy the music. So we've only got two here from UK iTunes. You said there's none extra from the US, did you?
There's no new US ones now.
Right, so we've only got two here from the UK. So if you're on iTunes, again, you know, it doesn't take long. And it's not really us you're helping out. It's the bands we play. So if you're a fan of the music, please do this. We've got a short one, a long one. What do you want first?
Short one.
Short one. This is the most recent one. This came 2 weeks ago from Big Papa Bear. And under the title, Go On, You Won't Regret It, 5 stars.
Nice.
Simply wonderful. Simply wonderful. And now for the essay. This is from last year. I don't think we've read this out before, but anyway, it's titled What the F. 5 stars, of course, by Dotty Mac. I would strongly advise you not to go near this podcast if you have any sense. However, if you do so happen to make the fatal mistake of listening in, you will regret it completely. Not only will you be subjected to some of the world's greatest music, you will be forced to laugh yourself wet. Then you will, I guarantee, not only a week, a whole 7 days. I tell you, for the next one, you will start downloading as many of the back catalogue as you can get your now sweaty mitts on. So I implore you, heed this warning. This is totally addictive and should come with a health warning. Nobody gave me this advice when I stumbled across the podcast many, many moons ago. And if they had, I wouldn't have listened. Punky Radio is the best thing online. Just what internet was made for. Do not miss it, ever. It's like I could have written it myself.
Nice.
But didn't. Dotty Mac, what can I say? Thank you very much for that. You don't have to be so gushing. You can be brutally honest when you leave an iTunes review. I mean, obviously 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to take the piss out of us, do, and we'll be honour bound to read it out. It's another opportunity to make us look stupid.
Oh, we've read some bad reviews out before. Yeah, no problems.
Yeah, we've read some horrors out before. So anyway, that's about it. Right, should we get on with the last track this week?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, we should, on this Punky Radio Summer Special Best Of. Last track this week from a band called The Objects, who I actually had the good fortune to meet and interview when I was in Las Vegas in March. And this is off their latest album, Reservations for Debauchery. They tour all over the place. I think they're doing Europe, I think, in autumn. But they tour around the States all the time, particularly the West Coast. Absolutely brilliant punk band. Fantastic front woman. Melanie. What I want to know is, what is The Objects' Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheObjects.
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/objectslv. But I didn't ask you what the Bleach Boys website was, did I?
Don't think so.
What's the Bleach Boys website?
thebleachboys.co.uk.
It is, which makes it Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 5. I've still won. Was that an identical score to last week? It was indeed.
It was, yeah.
Enjoy this. Of course you'll enjoy this. Oh, and also, this has got a brilliant video. Check out The Objects' Lethal Lips and check out the video. This is Lethal Lips. We'll be right back.
price you're gonna pay.
She stabs her boyfriend in the bum in the video, Tony.
Oh, dear.
In the bum! It's unacceptable. That was The Object, Lethal Lips. Make sure that you check out all the bands we've played this week, and indeed all the bands we've ever played. Make sure you check out our MySpace, check out iTunes, do your Facebooky things, send us a joke, send us a poem, and also listen to the four internet radio stations that carry this show, which are, Tony?
Hussyskunk.com. HussieSkunk, run the internet's Talk Superstation, talksuperstation.com, run Padunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and find the new station that we're on, extrememetalradio.net, that's XTREME metalradio.net.
Yes, and I will tell you all about my Norwegian adventure next week, but in the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.